various ministries and to help out with the nursing home and to help out wherever it's needed. And I'm so thankful that Christ has given me a heart for our church. And Christ has ultimately given a heart for people and lost people and to see them come to know the Lord. And I'm just so thankful that Christ loves me. I'm thankful that Christ died for me. And I'm thankful for what he does and what he will do and his will. But if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the Old Testament book of Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12, and we'll start there today. I think we have, here we go. Genesis chapter 12, and we'll start in the very first verse. And the Lord kind of turned my heart a little bit throughout the week, and it's amazing to see how the Lord turns and into what he wants. And let's start in verse 1, and we'll go to Genesis chapter 12. But before we go, let's go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you, and Lord, just thank you for this time, just thank you for this ability, Lord, to be able to preach your word. And Lord, just thank you, Lord, for being able to be in your house, Lord, freely. And as we sing and as we lift you up, as we worship you, and Lord, just help us, Lord, to grow closer to you. And Lord, I pray that you just be with this message, just speak to hearts. And Lord, I pray that you just be with those who are watching the live stream. And Lord, I pray that you just bless and guide their lives as well. And Lord, I pray that you just bless this time as we're able to open up your word. And Lord, just encourage us, give us peace, give us strength, give us faith. And Lord, we love you and just thank you for this wonderful day. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Hopefully everybody's there to Genesis chapter 12 in the Old Testament. And we'll start in verse 1, and it says, "Now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." We'll continue in verse 4. And it says, "So Abraham departed as the Lord has spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and gathered all their substance that they have gathered, and their souls that they have gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, into the land of the Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Sichem, unto the plain of Moreh, and the Canaanite was then in the land." And verse 7, it says, "The Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there built it he an altar unto the Lord, who appeared unto him. And he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west of Hai on the east. And there he built an altar unto the Lord. And he called upon the name of the Lord." It will end in verse 9. It says, "And Abram journeyed, going on still toward the south." Now, it always amazes me, Abram and Abraham and Abram's faith. I remember the greatest illustration, I remember of hearing where I intern at, the greatest acrostic that I heard of faith is, "Forsaking all, I trust him." And we can see that true into Abraham's life. And as we take a look into these verses here, I encourage you to live a life that is full of faith. Now, to live a life that is, hey, whatever I do, whatever I look at, whatever I go, whatever I'm driving on the road, you know what? Hey, I want it to be of Christ. But as we take a look here, let's notice, firstly, now as we look in verses 4 and 5, let's notice this. And so it says in verse 4, "So Abram departed as the Lord has spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they gathered, and the souls that they have gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came." Hey, it took some obedience that Abraham had. At a point in time, Abram had to come to a point of to place total obedience in the Lord. Now, it involves, some various steps. As we think about Abraham, it involves, as we see here with Abraham's life, it involves some separation. Now, as we see here, the call of God has been for Abraham to separate what from his relatives, from, you know, from even his family, and to what? To follow what? God by what? By faith. By saying, hey, I'm willing to go wherever the Lord wants me to go. And, you know, as it says in verse 1, now the Lord had said. No, it wasn't Abraham's decision. It wasn't, hey, his brothers or, but it said what? It was the Lord. And now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I. Now notice how the Lord, hey, I'm going to show you here. And it says, and I will show thee. And look and notice what, how the Lord uses the scripture. It says, and I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I'll make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I'll bless them that bless thee, and curse thee that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Now, as we see here, you know, ultimately, as we see what, how Abraham was called upon to what separate himself what for the Lord, and as the Lord was leading in his life, and as we see that we're in the very same with our lives. Now, by what? As we even turn to, I'll read, you don't have to turn there, to Hebrews chapter 12, and it says, notice this, you know, about the weight, about the separation. Let's notice in verse 1 of Hebrews chapter 12, and it says, wherefore, seeing we also come pass about with so great cloud of witnesses, and notice this here, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus. I tell you, that's the best view. That's the best to keep our eyes on, by looking unto Jesus here. And it says the author. I'm so glad that he's the author. And it says what? The finisher of our faith. It says who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So we have to come to a point in which, hey, as we see here, even for his children, hey, to let all the weight, you know, that anything that will stop us from what? Serving the Lord, to leave that down and to, you know, ultimately, hey, to give it to the Lord and to what? To keep. As we think about even our theme for this year of pressing on for Christ. But as we see here, you know, hey, you notice, it involves some separation, but notice also here, as we look over here in verse 5, and it says, and Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and notice this here, and all their substance that they have gathered. Now, I'm going to take it to another scripture here in Luke chapter 15, and we actually, I was able to preach the young people over there in junior church about this parable, but notice what this what one son did to his substance of what ultimately his inheritance. And notice with me in Luke chapter 15, and it says over here in verse 11, and it says, and he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of the goods that fall unto me. And he divided it unto him his living. And as we see here, you know, notice, hey, give me the portion that I deserve. But ultimately, you know, notice, you know, even, you know, it, the young son could have just waited. Just amazing to see, you know, where, you know, his sin, where his pride took him. But let's keep noticing here. And it says, and when he divided unto them his living, it says in verse 13, it says, not many days after the younger son gathered all together and took his journey to a far country, and there wasted what? His substance. No, everything that his inheritance had, he had what? No sins left in the bank account. You know, it's like, for example, I give an illustration. If I had $1,000 and I went to, you know, I went to go, hey, I'm going to go update some clothes, go get me some suits, you know, maybe some shoes, maybe a haircut or, you know, so forth, food. The next, you know, eventually what? Once I got to the down to the final cent, I can't get that $1,000 back because I already spent it. But as we think about even this son here, after he spent everything on what, this righteous living, ultimately it brought him to a point where he was so low. And notice here, and it says in verse 14, and when he had spent all, he had nothing left. And it says, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Hey, I can imagine having nothing. no scent to my name, have no food in the refrigerator, and ultimately, I'm starving. You know, I mean, hey, I get fed pretty good, but hey, you know, I'll be hungry. And let's notice here, and he says, and he went and joined himself. Notice this, how sin takes you so far. And he says, and he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country and sent him into his fields to feed swine. And notice this in verse 16. And he would fain, have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. No, he was willing to, what, go in that pig pen. He's willing to even eat that very same husk that the pigs ate. I mean, hey, if I was hungry, I would probably would have done it. I mean, hey, someone has to keep my figure. But as we see here, even, you know, this, but we always notice in verse 17, and I hear many preachers preach this, use this simple phrase in verse 17. It says, when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare and not perish with hunger? It says in verse 18, and I will rise and go to my father, and I'll say unto him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before thee, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. But you notice, if we would have just turned back, if we could just like turn, you know, back to the very first start, if we could say, hey, son, don't take that inheritance. Look where it's going to lead you. I mean, imagine what wealth, or imagine what fame, or not fame, but imagine if he would have waited, what the Lord would truly bless him with his inheritance. But let's keep that in mind. But let's also, you know, notice with Abraham and how Abraham, with his substance here, now, let's notice verse 5 again. It says in Genesis chapter 12 and verse 5, and it says, and Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance, and that they have gathered, and that their souls that they have gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. Now, as we see here, you know, as Abraham was following the Lord, you know, he took all his substance. That means his what? His cattle. You know, that means everything he had. And you think about all the stuff and all the cattle that he brought. But you know what? He had a willing heart. Now, he said, hey, you know what? I'm going to live. Hey, the Lord tells me to go. You know what? Hey, I'm willing to go. No, hey, you know, luckily, you know, I'm thankful that, you know, it says in verse 1, it says, now the Lord. But I'm thankful that it doesn't say now and so-and-so. I'm thankful that, hey, the Lord has what led him to go into another country and to see, you know, as he left all, as he brought all his substance with him. Now imagine, you know, we think about even our lives. You know, we think about the very details, whether it be our money, whether it be, you know, what we watch or so many other things. You know, how many percent or how many things or, you know, even throughout the day, do we give to the Lord? You know, how much, you know, does God have what, our very best? Does God have our 100% or even more than that? Or do we just sometimes go with the low? Or sometimes even when we think about even that son in Luke chapter 15, you know, hey, sin was a pleasure for a season. You know, Christian, in the Bible says that. But ultimately, it brought him to a point where so low. And we're thankful that what, we have a God that is willing to forgive of our sins and willing to bring us back into his family. And as we see here with Abraham, you know, hey, this, you know, motivated him. As we see here, as the Lord was leading and as the Lord is guiding him, you know, it all also notice, you know, notice here, you know, of course, you know, we notice what, his separation. Hey, he had to leave his family. He had to leave where he was. And I remember so many times in my life, you know, whether it be college, you know, leaving here to go down the crown. It was tough. But you know what? With the Lord's help, when the Lord says go, you know, what peace it brings. You know, as I was able to be there for 4 years, and I was able to learn. And then, you know, even when I was interning, when it was time for me to, what, to go, to leave Tennessee. You know, I enjoy Tennessee so much. I love the country. I want to be a redneck, but probably won't be. But as we see here on how the Lord led me back here and to see where, you know, how you know, he's using me. Because you know what? I want to be used of the Lord. You know, in everything. No, hey, even if I want to be a redneck, you know what? I want to be used of the Lord here. But as we see here, you know, we see his separation. We see what his substance. He gave everything. He gave all his substance to say, you know what? My cattle, my sheep and everything. We're going to go and follow the Lord. But notice also, hey, also takes some surrender. No, it takes some surrender. And as we see here, you know, even, you know, in verse 4, it says, so Abram departed. And look at this. And it says, as the Lord has spoken unto him. Now, see, even Abraham learned early that the secret to what pleasing God is simply but what? By doing what he says. And you know, when he says, hey, it's time for you to move, or hey, it's time for you to do this, hey, it's time for you to do this, you know what? That should be our command, or should be our little kick to go and to follow the Lord. And as we see here, you know, faith, you know, by forsaking all, I trusting him, and you know what, by resting upon him and his actions and his, and as we think about the very word of God, I'm so thankful that what we're able to have that here today, you know, hey, just have Abraham's life, you know, he was surrendered to what God's call for his life. But notice, you know, we hear, you know, what he had to done or what he had to do, but also, you know, sometimes, hey, there's going to be some storms. You know, with the song, the hymn we sing, till the storm passes by. You know, I always remember hearing what, we're either what, going into a storm, we're in a storm, or we're what, we're going out of a storm. But notice here, you know, even in Abram, you know, sometimes, hey, the Christian life is not smooth sailing. Sometimes there's going to be some tough tidal waves. Sometimes, hey, maybe the boat's sinking a little bit, but you know what? With the Lord's help, he can repair it and then get you back on sailing. But as we see here, notice in verse 4 with me, and notice his age, and as we see here, look at this. And so Abram departed as the Lord has spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And notice this here, and it says Abram was 75 years old. I mean, I don't want to call that old. I mean, that's still pretty young to me. But I don't know if anybody older than 75 here. Oh, there we go. We got someone back there, but just amazing. See how the Lord even used Abram being 75 years old. You think about, hey, you know, I'm not 75, but imagine, you know, I sometimes imagine, what if I was 75? Sometimes that could be a crazy thought, you know, maybe me riding around the hover round or something like that. But, you know, just imagine, you know, being 75 years old, and, you know, of course, you know, with the Lord's help and as the Lord's blessing him and as, you know, he's being called to even to leave, to notice his faithfulness, even being 75 years old when he left. And sometimes, you know, even we think about even now, sometimes, what, 60 or even 50, you know, when people retire and to, you know what, enjoy, you know, the rest until we get to heaven. But as we see here, you know, even in this here, you know, being 75, no, hey, there is still more to do. No, whatever, what age we are, whether we're 99, whether we're 120, or whether we're, what, 12 or 2 or even 1, there's always work to be done for the Lord. And as we see here, you know, sometimes, you know, we think about, you know, hey, I can't do it. I'm just a little older. But you know what? With God, hey, whether it be visiting a couple bus kids or whether it be knocking on a couple prospects or, now, whether it be calling on the phone, hey, we miss you, or you haven't been here in a while, we love to have you back. Hey, I think everybody, you know, with the Lord's help, can do that. But notice also in verse 6, and it says, and Abram passed through the land unto the place of Sichem, unto the plain of Moreh, and the Canaanite was then in the land. Now, we think about, you know, the darkness that even potentially opposed him. And as we see here, even, you know, this country that what he is moving to, you know, as we see here, the Canaanites were what? A godless people. As we see, you know, they were trapped in, you know, a religion that evolved of worshiping so many gods. And just imagine, you know, as, you know, these people practice even human sacrifices and no regard for morality and no regard for moral and decency. And as we see, even Abraham walking and going through this hostile territory, but you know what? Even through it all, the Lord was with him when he went through there. Now, yet he was determined to follow God's what God's rule or God's calling or even God's hand, regardless of what he potentially might even face. But notice here, you know, also, you know, the darkness could be even potentially opposed to him. But notice even in verse 5 and 6, you know, as we already read it, you know, the distance. You know, as we think about from Haran and then from Beersheba, you know, even in the south, it was about 500 miles. Now, of course, they don't have these fancy Nissans. They don't have these fancy Teslas and Chevy trucks. You know, that'd be nice, but, you know, hey, these what primarily was what? Walking on foot. And imagine, you know, walking 500 miles, it'd probably take me a couple months, you know, a couple stops, you know, or something like that. But as we see here, you know, hey, it's not too great of a distance even now since we have cars, we have trains, we have airports, we have, what, planes and so many other various ways in which we could, you know, make 500 miles. But we see here with Abram, hey, he took his flock, his herds, his servants, you know, his goods and everything, and as he was journeyed, you know, he was willing, what, to follow the Lord and to whatever the Lord has him to do. What also, notice with me, even in verse 5, I'll read it again. It says, and Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all his substance that they gathered, and the souls that they have gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And to the land of Canaan they came. Now, we even think about the very duties that God has for him. You know, as we think about Abraham, he was a man that had many responsibilities. Now, we think about even his wife and his nephew, even as we think about Lot, and he had servants and flocks and herds and you know, along of all sorts of various things he has to look at. But as we see here, you know, he knew that what God's going to take care of him. You know, he knew that, hey, whatever the journey that the Lord has for me, hey, me being 75, picking up my wife and family, my kids and my shepherds and everything, and my flock, hey, I can know that this is ultimately the best plan he has for me because it's from the Lord. Now, hey, it's not what I want, but it's ultimately from the Lord. I always remember last month's memory verse, 2 Corinthians 5:15, that, you know, I always remember what, I shouldn't be living for me, but I should be living for what? The one who died for me, the one who rose again. And I'm so thankful that we have a Savior, even in the midst of as we think about of things we go through daily, and we think about even right now of everything that we're battling, but, you know, we're thankful that we have a loving Savior that loves us and wants the best for us, and he wants to see, you know, ultimately that best in us. But as we notice, you know, lastly, let's notice even in verse 7 here, but let's look by what Abraham's faithfulness up to the Lord's call, let's notice even his very opportunities that what the Lord has given him. But notice in verse 7 of Genesis chapter 12, and it says, and the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will give this land. And there built it he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. And he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Hai on the east. And there he built an altar unto the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. In verse 9 it says, and Abram journeyed, going on still toward the south. Now notice the very opportunities. Now within, you know, Christian, we could look out through all Genesis, but as we notice these very couple of verses here, now notice the very many opportunities that the Lord has given Abraham, and you know, in very same opportunities that the Lord has given us. Now notice, you know, even in, you know, from verse 7, we won't read again, but notice, hey, to experience God's promises. You know, to the very promise, and hey, I, even in the very couple verses, hey, I will make thee a great land. Hey, I will show thee. Hey, I will bless thee. And to hear that coming from the Lord, what great peace, what great joy it brings to the soul of knowing, hey, he is going to help me through this. You know, as we see here, you know, this, as Abram could, travel anywhere, he could stop right there. He could say, you know what, I feel uncomfortable. I'm not going nowhere. But ultimately, what he was willing to pick up and go. He's willing to what pick up and press on for the Lord. But also, you know, notice as we see here in the next, even verse 7 and 8, you know what? Of course, you know, hey, we can experience the very promises of God, and I'm thankful. You know, know, even times of, hey, when I'm discouraged, hey, I can open up his book and look at the very promises that the Lord has given us. Like, for example, the Lord will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And I'm so thankful. Hey, even at times when, hey, maybe I come to a point where I just felt all alone. But you know what? He's right there. Though, even though I might not see anybody. Hey, I might not see anybody, but you know what? The Lord is right there, and he's saying, hey, just come into my hands. Hey, just rest in me. Trust in me, because you know what? I'm going to help you. I'm going to guide you. And as we see here, you know, as we notice, you know, his promises also, as we notice in verse 7 and 8, it says, let's even notice, you know what, to enjoy the very presence of God. No, the very presence of God. As we see here, as he journeyed, what Abraham met, had a companion that excelled all others. You know, as you think about even the Canaanites and as what they believed, the many gods, what he had, a God that was bigger than those little gods in the Canaanites. No, God, what walked with him every step of the way. Hey, when Abraham, when the Lord said, what, hey, go, he's going to help us every step. You know, even when we go out through these doors, hey, he's with us every step. You know, while we're sleeping, while we get up, we put our feet on the ground or we put our feet up on the bed. You know what? He's with us. And that's all to us also, you know, all in the very presence also in his worship as we worship him. You know what? When two or three what gathered together in his name, what he is going to be there. And as we see here, you know, even in his worship, but also even in the very wanderings, you know, as we see here, as Abraham followed God, the Lord was with him. The Lord helped him. Now, as we see here, you know, what amazing thing to do if we could live, what, a life that is full of faith. And to live a life that's saying, hey, I'm going to forsake all, but I'm going to, what, simply trust in him. You know, I can't imagine what would Abraham would have done if he would have said, no, God, I want to do it. You know, hey, I just don't feel comfortable going through, you know, the Canaanites or even going, even seeing them or, but you know what? Knowing that God helps us in every step of the way. And you know what? Hey, if he says go, you know, I think we should go. And like, for example, when I was down there in Tennessee, it was strong urge for me to go. The Lord saying, hey, this is the time. If you don't leave, hey, it's not going to be good. And you know what? I said, Lord, whatever you want. You know what? I want to pick up and go. And to see, no, even now, the very blessings that he have brought to me, even since I've been back, it's been amazing. And I'm so thankful for the Lord's faithfulness, the Lord's help, the Lord's hand. And I cannot imagine going a day without Christ. Now, what joy it brings us, what peace it brings us, what calmness it brings us. You know, sometimes, you know, we was even talking about this a little this evening, what calmness of a fan brings. Whenever I'm sleeping, I always have a fan on, you know, that calmness. But you know what? It's even calmer than that, what the Lord brings us. But as we see here, let's notice, you know, Abraham's faith, and let that us, hey, to keep, as we think about even the our theme for this year, of to keep pressing on. Hey, no matter what age, no matter how old we get, or even no matter how young we are, hey, let's say, you know what, I'm going to surrender. I'm going to trust in you. Whatever you want in my life, Lord, is what I want. Let's go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer. Go ahead, Miss Dawn, at this time to come up here. And I'm so thankful for the opportunity.